Patient name, Alan Wurst, W-U-R-S-T. Date of birth, 1/13/1946. Provider name, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Date of appointment, 1/22/2024. Provider code 99205. Chief complaint, quote, depression and overwhelming anxiety, unquote. The patient was treated since 2007 by Dr. Alan Steinberg, a geriatric psychiatrist. The doctor retired, at which point his neurologist took over. His treatment with Cymbalta and Valium and for chronic and intractable back pain. The patient does not report sadness, but he does have anhedonia for most of the day. The only thing he is interested in politics. The wife stated that that is what he does all day. He watches the news or he is on the phone reading news. His sleep is poor, secondary to pain, but he also reports bizarre dreams. He also takes a daytime nap. He feels guilty, sometimes worthless, no hopelessness or helplessness, no suicidal ideation. He stated he has become more aware of his mortality with age, so he does have thoughts about death. He doesn't think of himself as old, but he never looked forward to getting to this age. He's never been hypomanic or manic. He denies having panic attacks. He does report having severe anxiety most of the time. His wife, who was present during the session with his permission, reported that he is, quote, grumpy, unquote. She stated that he is critical of her. The patient reports muscle tension. He catastrophizes events. He has no obsessive compulsive thoughts or rituals. He denies any psychological trauma. Family history, father, extremely depressed, PTSD, being a World War II veteran, also alcoholic. The mother claimed she was depressed and was on Celexa. Substance use, the patient will drink a glass of wine if they go out to dinner. He smoked pot in the remote past. He was a smoker for 15 years and quit in 1976. Medical, the patient is allergic to Augmentin, but not to penicillins. He vomits from it. It is more of a side effect. The patient has a history of a fall from a ladder in 2001 with multiple fractures. He did not sustain a traumatic brain injury. Period. The patient had a heart attack in January of 2016. He had a vasovagal episode once at home in 2021. At that time, they discovered three masses on his kidneys, two on the right, one on the left. These were removed by partial nephrectomy. The PATH report reported them as benign oncocytomas. The patient has stage 3 chronic kidney disease. He's been stable for the last 7 years. He has minor anemia. He denies GI bleeding. And he has high-frequency hearing loss for which he wears hearing aids. Current medication, the patient is on fentanyl patch, 50 micrograms / 48 hours for chronic intractable pain. His pain management doctor is Dr. Carver. He's also on chlorthalidone, chlorthalidone, 25 milligrams, one half tablet daily by his primary Dr. Winston. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams in the morning and 10 milligrams at night. He's on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams once a day. He takes brinzolamide, 1% eye drops, one drop each eye, morning and night. Dr. Carver, his pain management doctor, prescribes duloxetine, 30 milligrams PO daily for nerve pain, period. This may also help his depression, coincidentally. He is on losartan, 100 milligrams one time a day, omeprazole, 40 milligrams one time a day in morning, diazepam, 5 milligrams PO twice a day as needed. He takes it in the morning and bedtime. This is prescribed by Dr. Carver. He is on hydromorphone, 2 milligrams, max 2 to 3 tablets per day as needed. He is on trazodone, 100 milligrams PO at HS for sleep, Zyrtec, 10 milligrams PO daily, and low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 PO daily. The patient also takes the following supplements: colon calcium citrate, 650 milligrams, vitamin D, 1,000 micrograms, Benadryl as needed for seasonal allergies at 25 milligrams per day, CoQ10, B12, melatonin, 30 milligrams, Colace, 400 milligrams, and magnesium, 250 milligrams one time a day. The patient underwent neuropsychological evaluation in May of 2013, as advised by Dr. Alan Steinberg. The testing was done by Avraham Kaley, C-A-L-E-V, Caliph, PhD. Please see scan documents for full report. Surgical history. Appendectomy in 1966. He had two sinus surgeries. He had a minor breast mass removed. He had the two partial nephrectomies, as already mentioned. He had a laminectomy. He had a spinal fusion from L3 to S1, then had a revision several years later. Social history, the patient was in technology marketing. He is married for 56 years. They have a daughter who was 51 and single, who lives in Boston. They have a 45-year-old son who also has two children, age 12 and 10, who lives on Long Island. He has been retired since 2007. The wife is concerned because he does not seek out activities or hobbies. The patient went to Queens College and then went on to Hofstra. He completed 15 credits towards a master's degree. He has a bachelor's in sociology and political science. Developmental history, the patient walked and talked on time. He did well in school. He was academically an underachiever. He rarely went to class. He did procrastinate on his assignments. He stated he failed many classes in Queens College because he simply didn't go to class. Diagnosis, major depressive disorder, recurrent. Moderate, generalized anxiety disorder, planned continuous Cymbalta, 30 milligrams POQAM, add Vraylar, V-R-A-Y-L-A-R, 1.5 milligrams POQAM for augmentation of depression. He may continue his trazodone as advised by his primary care doctor.